folks, we had some great news dealing with the last election. We'll show you that. And for the 2024 election with President Trump, we expose more rhinos today, experience more beatdowns of the mainstream evil news media, experience more talk on transhumanism, and continue to see the adverse effects of the jab on humanity. And we get to see just a lot of exposure today. You're going to enjoy it. Here we go.
Let's go. Henry's not a never Trumper. Okay.
I don't think nine states.
I think there's Tennessee, Texas, and Arizona, among six others, have voted no confidence in that they either support Harmeet or they want a change of leadership. How does that set with you?
You know, I think there's been a lot of misinformation put out from Harmeet's campaign.
You say Harmeet's putting out false information. Could you give us a highlight reel of that?
Oh, you know, I'm not going to go down to that level, but there's been a lot of false information out there.
Yeah, but when we say false information, is she lying about you?
I think there's been a lot of lies about me, yes.
And the top one or two lies, about you would be what?
Well, I think just the beginning of that, a lot of the stuff about the spending has been misinterpreted.
Do you believe that President Trump won in 2020 and was stolen, and rightfully, since he got 74 million votes, that he is the rightful nominee and we got to take another shot at this, or we've lost everything, every purpose as a party?
I think there were all types of problems in 2020. You know, you have Carrie Lake on your show all the time, but coming out of her gubernatorial race, her opponent wouldn't endorse her. You had a Republican mayor in Mesa say, I'm not going to support her. You had the former state party chair in Arizona start a PAC against her. And guess what? We didn't win that governorship. And it's mainly because of Republican-on-Republican infighting.
Carrie Lake, I think, is one of the most magnificent candidates we've had. And there's no doubt, when you look at the math, she won. Did you have a conversation with Robeson? Did you ever tell Robeson and these people the exact speech? Did you give Robeson and say,
well,
you've got to come in?
Well, I certainly talked to Doug Ducey. But I didn't call every candidate across the country and say, are you going to do that? I'll do that going forward, sure.
Are you open to be in this debate that Harmeet and
this is such a ridiculous fake. This is another fake news lie. I have to conduct business at the RNC. I've got meetings all day. I mean, we're going from 7 in the morning till 11 at night every night. So that's what our schedule's going to be, and it's booked.
Deflect, deflect, and continue to deflect. Ronna Romney. Yep, she's part of the Romney family. She's being exposed in all kinds of directions. She's probably working with the Biden administration to control the internet to stop exposing her for who she really is. Instead of helping Carrie Lake in Arizona, what does she do? Doesn't support him at all. And then on this very show, goes in and starts explaining why. Dancing around it. One lie after another. And then realizes, you know what, I've had enough. I've got a lot of work to do. Basically, you're wasting my time. And there you go. Exposing things that most of us thought we would never see, ever. And as we see all this playing out and everything that's going on in the world, on the stage with President Trump, he still finds time to do this.
Great family. It's going to be an incredible wedding and an incredible marriage, most importantly, right?
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful couple. And good luck, okay?
Thank you.
Woo! Thank you. Look at that.
Still finds time to head down and congratulate some folks on their marriage. I mean, can you imagine? You're in a marriage ceremony and all of a sudden President Trump walks down and he starts congratulating the couple. Can you imagine the handshake would last for a lifetime? Kind of reminds me when we go back in time to when President Trump would just give jobs away right in front of everyone. Let's go back in memory lane, okay?
Go ahead.
Thank you.
I wanted to know if Trump Towers would be part of that veteran job.
Are you talking about here?
Yes.
We are doing some of that actually already. We have it very much involved. Why? What are you looking for? What kind of a position? Come up here. Come here. So smart. Good. Do you mind if I do a job interview right now? We need good people. How are you? So what's your experience in front of the world?
tattoo rings. I do all types of decorations.
And you like this building?
Yeah.
Okay. So here's what I'm going to do. There's the man. Stand right over here.
Oh my God.
If we can make a good deal in the salary, she's going to probably have a job. Okay. Have a good time. Thank you. Thank you. So nice.
Mr. Trump?
Yes.
Mr. Trump, what we just witnessed here was pretty remarkable. I mean, this is a complete stranger who just came up and you offered her a job. What inside your gut gave you the feeling that
I felt good about her? I tell you what, I looked at her. I said, I have gut instinct, okay? And we're allowed to have that. And I looked at her and she asked a question and it was a very positive question. She looks like she's got a great look, and she's, look at that with the tears. How nice. She just seemed like a good person to me. Now, maybe she won't qualify because you have to qualify for it, but I think she will.
So pretty amazing. You guys remember that. And we have to remind ourselves sometimes about life behind the scenes, things that go on when we're not watching. And then again, when he was the president, offering a job to someone who was hurting. And yet folks still want to fight against him. The rhinos can't stand him. Why? The liberals can't stand him. Why? The deep state can't stand him. What is going on? Why have we had to repeatedly tell folks there's just something different about this man? He can't be bought off. It seems like he was prepared for many, many years as they put him in front of the television, and we got used to seeing him on The Apprentice saying, "You're fired," over and over again. We know that he won the 2020 election. We were excited when he won the 2016 election. As a matter of fact, we were so excited. A friend of mine and I stayed together watching it on television, and we celebrated in our office space. I remember walking in the next morning, the day after the election, and just in shock because for the first time ever in that building, on a government building, on a military base when I worked for the government, they had all the lights turned off. They were depressed. I remember going to a place to eat at a BX where they have a food court, was what we call it. And many people were sitting around sulking. And we were over there smiling and having a great time and excited. And one guy overheard us and he had to blurt out, "Hey, you know that our economy is going to fail now. He's going to run the stock market to the ground. Oh, why you guys are so happy over there." And I'm like, "I don't know what you're talking about, buddy, but it's going to be a great time. We're going to see wonderful things happen." And I stick to that today. While all that's happening, we still get folks that go on television. A lot of us don't watch it anymore, but of course has to go on Fox News. Nikki Haley, let's see what she has to say.
"When I get into office, the first thing we have to do, social media companies, they have to show America their algorithms. Let us see why they're pushing what they're pushing. The second thing is every person on social media should be verified by their name. That's, first of all, it's a national security threat. When you do that, all of a sudden people have to stand by what they say, and it gets rid of the Russian bots, the Iranian bots, and the Chinese bots. And then you're going to get some civility when people know their name is next to what they say.
Accountability.
And they know their pastor and their family member is going to see it. It's going to help our kids, and it's going to help our country."
Wow. And look at, they just smile there and kind of agree with her there on Fox News, just letting everybody know how they feel. Well, should we know everybody's name? Maybe Nikki Haley would probably reveal hers too. Nimarata Nikki Randhawa Haley, born in Nimarata Nikki Randhawa, born in 72, Bamber County Hospital in South Carolina. Let's see. While she makes those comments, it kind of reminds us, and somebody put this together as a reminder, when you make comments like that, you sound like you're President Xi from China.
"When I get into office, the first thing we have to do, social media accounts. Now, social media companies, they have to show America their algorithm. Let us see why they're pushing what they're pushing. The second thing is every person on social media should be verified by their name."
Sometimes, guys, we just have to get a little humor in there. Sometimes we just need something to energize us. Well, that reminds me of this one from Field of Greens, some energy. Well, it's finally here, the fieldofgreens.com. Black Friday sale's on, and it's incredible. Right now, you can get up to 30% off when you use code VIP. Guys, I love Field of Greens, and so many of you guys have been seeing incredible results, more energy throughout the day, skin looks healthier, helps with digestion, hair and nails grow faster and looked healthier than just feeling better and healthier overall. I promise this will be one of the best things you add to your life for better health. Don't miss this massive sale. Get up to 30% off your order. Visit fieldofgreens.com and enter VIP as your code. That's fieldofgreens.com in the description box below. Enter code VIP today.
Also, we're very focused on...
Well, if Nikki Haley wasn't enough, here's Governor Kathy Hochul, Democrat from New York, delivering remarks on the increased violence in New York and, collecting data on social media.
The data we're collecting from surveillance efforts, what's being said on social media platforms. And we have launched an effort to be able to counter some of the negativity and reach out to people when we see hate speech being spoken about on online platforms.
7 in the morning till 11 at night every
day. Our social media analysis unit has ramped up its monitoring of sites to catch incitement to violence, direct threats to others. And all this is in response to our desire, our strong commitment to ensure that not only do New Yorkers be safe, but they also feel safe. Because personal security is about everything for them. As I said, no one walking down the street or in a subway should feel they have to hide any indications of what their religious beliefs are. We expect to see people celebrating their lives, walking about freely, and that is no longer the case because people are living in fear. They have a right to do whatever they want here in the state of New York.
People are living in fear. Fear. Let's continue to bring more control over you because of your fears. Matter of fact, let's make sure that 9/11 happens so we can put this Homeland Security thing together and make you feel secure. That way you go through those lines and TSA grasp you all different places and your children and more, and then they start invading your property even more, and next thing you know, your freedom starts going away when they thought they were telling you you were going to have more freedom. Because we're going to protect you. Let's see, what else do they do? Oh, they bring in Xi into San Francisco. Gavin Newsom says, yeah, we cleaned it up. He admits it.
You know, folks say, oh, they're just cleaning up this place because all those fancy leaders are coming into town. That's true, because it's true. But it's also true, for months and months and months prior to APEC, we've been having different conversations.
Oh, boy. It's true because it's true. So they go in and they clean up all the homeless, get them out of there. They wall off the entire area, make sure that it's nice and clean, and they bring in all the Chinese flags and all the folks that are waving them. Barely any American flags at all. I didn't hardly see any. I don't think I saw one. Making it kind of feel like it's China, like they own San Francisco. But yeah, politicians at it again. And then a motion from the U.S. House. They vote with 8 Republicans. Voting with Democrats to shelve impeachment of Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Who are those 8 Republicans? Well, it's Patrick McHenry, North Carolina. Tom McClintock, California. Virginia Fox, North Carolina. Daryl Issa, California. Can you believe that? I thought that was a good guy. Cliff Bentz, Oregon. Ken Buck, Colorado. Mike Turner, Ohio. And John Duarte, California. Check this guy out. Really doing a great job here.
Republican Party, help me understand. So you're not going to impeach Joe Biden. You're not going to impeach Merrick Garland. You're not going to impeach Mayorkas. You're not going to defund the FBI. You're not going to defund the DOJ. You're not going to defund the IRS. You're not going to release the January 6 tapes. You're not going to help the J6ers in any way. You're not going to stop funding World War III. You're not going to stop sending money to the war in Ukraine or the war in Israel. Instead, you want to give the FBI a $300 million castle the size of the Pentagon, actually bigger than the Pentagon, all while Donald Trump is getting hit with 91 felony charges, and they're trying to steal all his assets from him using a kangaroo court in New York, and they're going after his own children. And also, they're coming after all of us. They're throwing us all in prison, kicking down our doors, helicopters hovering over our houses, tanks pulling up in our front yard, hounds chasing us through the woods, and you plan to give... So I just want to understand, why in the hell should we ever vote for you, donate for you, fundraise for you, or support you ever again, when you won't even release the January 6th tapes? You won't even release a video. I mean, the Democrats are fine with going after the front runner of the presidential race. They want to throw Donald Trump in prison for the rest of his life. But you won't even release a video. They're hunting down all of us Republicans. They're throwing us all in prison over nothing. But you will not even impeach Mayorkas, the man behind the southern border crisis invasion that's killed hundreds of thousands of people due to the fentanyl that's come across the border and also 10 million illegal immigrants. But
yeah, that's how you do it. You get behind the camera, record yourself, and he's got a gift. He's putting it out there and he's letting them know, hey, how's that working out? John Jackson, how did that work out? House Judiciary GOP, they remember they said, and you're never, ever, ever getting money for a new headquarters. They got it. Just one thing after another. Why wouldn't they vote not to impeach him? So this is the Ultra MAGA Party reminding us the importance of terrorism by design.
November of 2022, I was in Tijuana investigating a Muslims-only mosque and migrant shelter on the Tijuana side, just two blocks from the wall. And when I went in there and then met Tajikistanis and Uzbekistanis and Chechens and thousands from Kyrgyzstan, Uzbekistan, places like Iran have been brought in by design, by purpose. The government knew that they were from Iran and brought them in with no vetting. Lebanon, Syria, Iraq, 24 different countries that where terrorist organizations operate. These people are known as special interest aliens. Nobody from those countries is supposed to come over that border without all of this screening. And from everything that I can tell, they are not doing the screening for the people that they're bringing in like this. This was before, several months before the administration even announced that, hey, now we're going to start bringing Haitians in on this thing.
Todd Benson's been on the show for 2 years, 3 years, telling you this is happening. Where are you guys? Cut the money off. Get these people up there, not just impeach them, they should be up for criminal charges. An invasion is going on in our country. You should move the Congress down to McAllen, frickin' Texas, or Laredo, and stay there until this invasion has stopped.
Well, we passed H.R. 2, and H.R. 2 was the most thorough border security bill I ever signed. Nobody can. There's so many laws as they're breaking right now. You're going to add in another 100 laws that they can break? In these terrorist countries, the very ones that Donald J. Trump designated to say, hey, how about this? How about let's not even let him come over here and visit?
That's right. Don't let him come over here and even visit. He was protecting all of us. And that kind of reminds me, as we go in to all of this, we heard about Iran. They're bringing folks over. Yeah, I'm going to show you that clip in a moment. Well, actually, I'll show it to you right now. Watch this.
Where are you from?
I'm from Iran.
Iran? Where? What part of Iran? Take off your glasses. What part of Iran?
I don't understand.
What part of Iran?
I.
What city? Iran where?
Iran, Qazvin.
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 How long did it take you to get here?
44 days.
44 days. What was the route that you took?
I don't speak English so
well. Iran, Mexico, where?
Mexico, Tapachula, Mexico City, there.
And after Iran?
Don't understand.
Where did you go from Iran?
I don't come back.
Iran? Where?
Venezuela.
Venezuela. And then?
Colombia.
Colombia. The Darien? Did you go through the gap? Through the jungle?
And jungle.
Yeah, the Darien jungle, the Darien gap?
But, yes.
Uh-huh.
Panama.
Uh-huh.
Costa Rica.
Costa Rica.
Honduras.
Mm-hmm.
Nicaragua, Honduras. Guatemala.
Mm-hmm.
Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nice. And why do you leave your country?
My country is very bad.
Uh-huh.
In my country, no freedom.
No freedom?
No.
Okay.
No. People and women live very bad. I have two daughters.
Mm-hmm. Where are they?
Iran.
Uh-huh.
For days future,
mm-hmm.
I leave Iran.
Okay. And what are your plans?
I want to come to America, mm-hmm. and work and my husband and my two daughters,
mm-hmm.
Come in America.
Your wife?
Yes.
Okay.
So there you go. You have the guy basically letting us know why he's here. No freedom in Iran. Stephen Miller said Obama loved Iran. Biden loves Iran. Their national security teams love Iran. Why? Breaking ad, Biden admin unlocks fresh billions for Iran. State Department confirms to greenlight contested sanctions waiver that frees upwards of $10 billion for Tehran. Let's see some more on the border.
There's a bunch of immigrants coming through my property. I do not condone this. I've asked the Border Patrol to stop it. I just have to allow them to go through my property. Where are you from?
Turkey. This is video shot by Brian Silvis, whose property is up against the U.S.-Mexico border in eastern San Diego County, California. He bought the land 2 years ago, but in the last 6 months, he's been dealing with a surge of people passing through his backyard.
Follow the road that way, all the way. Look for the lights. You'll see the lights. Most of them are men. They're all Turkish, Kurdish, Chinese, everything, the whole gamut.
Silvis wanted to show me where he believes the migrants are crossing the border into his property. As soon as we arrived, we encountered about a dozen walking right in.
It's a pretty simple cross over into the U.S. And like that family, it's not that hard. They just step in and they're here.
It's not that hard. They just step in. Folks, we've got a lot more to show you. An amazing speech from on the transhumanism issue. Some more on the elections and some issues playing out there. Before we go there, I just want to remind you, at andweknow.com, you can find everything you need there about us and our social media and more. You can go to OCK828 on Instagram, and you can use the Patriot Light at also at Facebook. Also, we have the Patriot Light back up and running. My son worked really hard on it. I want to make sure that you guys know just how great this site is. It's just amazing how he has it running constant updates almost every 5 to 10 minutes on things that happen, just not just the mainstream media. So when you see updates on mainstream media, just remember you can use some of that while you're looking at the social news, where we gathered some of our favorite social on Twitter and more. So you can kind of gather all that information together if you want. We have the politics side, we have world news, markets, and faith. And then we've got our resources page for you on a lot of things that we talk about. There, folks are looking for resources there. And so pretty amazing. And also, we've got some amazing gear. The 15% off winter hoodies, right? Today only, winter 15. You can grab those. Absolutely amazing. Use that code winter15. And we've got all kinds of goodies, accessories, tees, and tanks, hats. I've read more and more messages from folks as I'm about to show you their pictures of just the amazing things, like one in the hospital where they walked up to each other wearing the gear and they prayed for each other. And now friends. And it's just amazing as we see this play out. So just encourage you to grab hats, sweatshirt, hoodies, and especially for gifts coming up this season. All right. So here's more great pictures of people wearing our gear.
This video was posted online by a channel affiliated with Iran's Revolutionary Guard. It vows to kill former American government officials, including President Trump, to avenge the 2020 U.S. assassination of the terrorism mastermind Qasem Soleimani. Threats like this have been deemed credible enough that several of these officials have been under round-the-clock protection, including former Defense Secretary Mark Esper, former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo — Iran reportedly offered a hitman $1 million to kill him — and John Bolton, the former National Security Advisor.
They bargained the price for me would be $300,000, which I have to say I found insulting.
So what exactly was the plot against you?
The Revolutionary Guard sought to procure either my kidnapping or my assassination, not directly by a Revolutionary Guard's member, but by seeking a hitman who would carry out the job either in the U.S. or abroad.
The FBI has an arrest warrant out for this Iranian officer, claiming that he hired the hitman online to travel to Washington, corner Bolton in a garage, and kill him. But it turned out, lucky for Bolton, the assassin was an FBI informant.
This was not internet chatter. This was a negotiation to murder an American citizen, a former government official.
Is the threat against you ongoing?
We've got marked Secret Service cars that say police, United States Secret Service, outside my home.
We've been so anti.
So most people won't remember this. Spookblog says that what was similar to Washington, D.C. under Jimmy Carter. Sidewalks were filled with homeless. Crime was through the roof. The drug culture was open and rampant. The airport and Union Station were in shambles. Reagan came in and fixed it all. So he shows this picture. It's morning in Biden's America as folks continue to go looting through the cities and grabbing whatever they can. I saw a lot of that video on in San Francisco where folks just pull up next to cars. Have you guys seen that? And they look inside, and if they see any bags, they break the windows open and grab whatever. And their people leave their doors open now in San Francisco and their trunks open to let folks know, like, don't break my windows. Look in here. I don't have anything. Isn't that something? It's so sad. Oh, let's see. So Secret Service opened fire on people attempting to break into car outside Naomi Biden's home. Sources say. Then we have somebody showing America having a parenting problem as they're dancing and showing their children guns and money. They're all the mass shooter pictures and more. The FBI often uses undercovers to instigate the exact crimes they are supposed to be preventing, from drug dealing to terrorism. Yeah, just like the J6 deal, huh? There's no real understanding, Douglas McGregor says, of the dangers Israel finds itself in. Israel set out in theory to destroy Hamas. They are now confronting an increasingly united Muslim world. For the first time in 1,000 years, you have the Shiites and Sunnis united to stop Israel. Instead of responding to this, the president of the United States is escalating it. Oh, yeah. Their self-interest. And more. And of course, nothing stops us from continuing to talk about Ghislaine Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein, who were spies who used underage sex to blackmail politicians, ex-handler claims. Yep. We were all just conspiracy theorists who were following the cue board. Yeah. More and more of this information plays out. Media can't hide it anymore. As you look, there were probably a million Spanish patriots protesting in Madrid against the socialist coup. Never seen anything like this, says Jack Poso. Media can't hide it anymore. In the video, you can see the just numbers and numbers of folks. And of course, who showed up there in Madrid? Tucker Carlson himself.
You've been with Donald Trump the last days. Now you're here in Spain, yes, meeting Spanish leaders.
Yes.
How is the world seeing these weird events that is happening in Spain, this violation to our democracy?
Well, the world isn't seeing it enough, and that's why we wanted to come, because it's not getting the coverage it deserves. I mean, anybody who would violate your constitution, potentially use physical violence, to end democracy is a tyrant, is a dictator. And this is happening in the middle of Europe. So we thought it deserved more coverage than it's getting.
But is the world actually seeing how important is what is happening here?
No, the world is not seeing how important it is. But we hope to change that.
He hopes to change that. And, you know, it kind of reminds me of when he used to work at Fox, and of course he left. You see the mainstream media, they're always doing their job trying to cause all kinds of problems. And I noticed this one, Ultra Pepe Lives Matter, shows a Vivek interview with, looks like Cuomo. Notice how the mainstream media's instinct is to immediately call anyone who confronts them a conspiracy theorist. The media has never apologized for framing a sitting president for treason, covering up Epstein. Remember, they just kept saying that he was Russia, 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 and they lied. They didn't apologize. Covering up Epstein Island, they cover that up all the time. Nor mass murder by hiding COVID information and cure. Remember that? They kept putting the numbers up, telling us all these people are dying every day, millions and millions. No, they weren't. Flat out lie to scare everyone, to put a jab in their body, which we're going to talk about a little bit later. You guys remember that, okay? As you watch a little bit of this, watch how they act when they're confronted.
Ramaswamy, why do you keep going at Nikki Haley? Why do you think this is going to bear fruit?
Chris, I don't know what you've been smoking, man. You and the rest of the mainstream media. It's laughable. Nikki Haley's been going after me the whole campaign. First debate, second debate. You know, she's been trailing me for much of the time, but I realize the establishment media has realized that there's a puppet they want to put up. I'm not playing that game. The grassroots of this country know they want a leader who isn't going to send us our sons and daughters to go die in foreign wars that racked up $7 trillion in debt. Dick Cheney 2.0 is taking over the GOP. Problem is, the Democratic establishment media is now rooting for war, too. I'm the only candidate speaking for a true America First agenda on that debate stage, and I think we're going to be successful.
Here we go. You ready? 3, 2, 1.
Vivek, how are you going to bring people together when you just put together a tapestry of conspiracies?
That's it. Putting together conspiracies. Got to stop him from talking.
You know that I'm not pitching anything about Nikki Haley.
What are you talking
about? Come on my show.
So anyway, they go back and forth. It's hard to understand him because he just won't really let him talk at all. They're both just talking over each other, and it just gets really sickening because Cuomo, I think is his name, can't allow Vivek to talk anymore. He doesn't want his audience to hear it. He's trained in doing something like that. Also remember the judge denying Georgia voting machine critics are conspiracy theorists. Dominion lawsuit heads to trial. Oh, yeah. Judge Amy Totenberg has issued a decision concurring there is sufficient reason to believe that the electronic voting machines used by the state of Georgia have substantial flaws. Wow, better watch out. I hope she's got protection. AP News also showed us Michigan judge says Trump can stay on primary ballot rejecting challenge under insurrection clause. Bravo. Kind of celebrate, but if we're living in some pain, like most of us do, we're probably going to need some help. Here we go. It's finally here. The CBDDistillery.com Black Friday sale is on, and it's incredible. Right now, you can get up to 40% off everything when you see and use code BF2023. Choose from a range of expert-formulated CBD and other plant-based solutions for relaxation, stress, sleep, and pain after physical activity, even mood and focus. People absolutely rave about their sleep tinctures and gummies. Imagine that, a calm mind and deep sleep throughout the whole night. Sounds amazing. No artificial colors, flavors, preservatives, or sweeteners. Just 100% clean ingredients. Don't miss this massive sale. Get up to 40% off your order. CBDistillery.com and enter BF2023. It's in the description box below. Patriot Voice had a reminder for us, a couple of articles. Time and National Geographic, The Next Human, remember, April 2017, showing basically the human turning into like a cyborg transhuman, research transhumanism. Also, Time Magazine had The Year Man Becomes Immortal as they're plugged in to the Matrix, really, right? And so Patriot Voice says Kurzweil continues to share his visions for the future, and his latest prediction was made at the most recent SXSW conference, where he claimed that the singularity, the moment when technology becomes smarter than humans, will happen by 2045. 16 years prior to that, it will be just as smart as us. As he told Futurism, 2029 is the consistent date I have predicted for when an AI will pass a valid Turing test and therefore achieve human levels of intelligence. Globalist elite have lusted after the prospect of merging with machine for decades so they can gain immortality and live forever while traveling and expanding the cosmos. Essentially a mad rush to be God so they never have to face him. It's the vision, that's their goal. And it kind of reminds me, because I don't know if you've heard me say this before, but I just speculate on things. Okay. When I look at the scripture and it says that people in the last days will seek death but won't find it, sometimes I wonder, are they going to plug in, put their minds into a computer, and then realize, well, can't die now, I'm going to try but it's not going to work. Anyway, just my little theory, doesn't mean it's real. But amazing speech was given on this area. Here you go.
The final goal is to eradicate humanity as we know it. Once you understand the final destination, it becomes much easier to look back and identify the psychological conditioning, the biological tampering, the cultural grooming, and the educational prepping that we have been subjected to for decades in preparation to making us accept a post-human future. It takes a lot of physical and psychological abuse to get an intelligent species like ours to agree to its own extinction. Most, if not all, that has transcended in the last 60 years was designed to get us closer to accepting such a dystopian reality. Whether you care to accept it or not, we live in a hyper-controlled matrix where our perception of reality is meticulously planned, managed, and executed in order to control and steer us in whichever direction they wish. And the direction is a post-human world. For this, they first needed to destabilize, dehumanize, and demoralize humanity through every means possible. The destruction of the nuclear family, children being indoctrinated by the state, abortion, the eradication of God and spirituality from education, life in mega cities and away from nature, toxic food, air, and water, social media replacing real human connection and interaction, engineered financial crisis and taxation, endless wars and massive migration, stress, anxiety, depression, drugs and alcohol, constant fear-mongering, moral relativism as the new religion. And I could go on and on about how humanity has been influenced and forced to move away from all the things that give us strength, security, purpose, and meaning. a weak, immoral, disconnected, ignorant, and unhealthy population is an easy target for the next stage, the creation of an entire generation of androgynous beings. Masculinity is under attack psychologically, culturally, and biologically. Women are being replaced in sports, entertainment, and politics by men pretending to be women. And children are being indoctrinated at school to think that gender is a choice. The transgender movement is not a grassroots movement. It comes from the top. It has nothing to do with people's freedom of expression, sexuality, or civil rights. It's an evil psyop with a clear agenda to get us closer to transhumanism by making us question the most fundamental notion of human identity, our gender. If you don't know who you are, if you already identify as a hybrid between a man and a woman, you will be easily convinced to become a hybrid between human and machine. Gender ideology is the 2 + 2 = 5 from George Orwell's 1984 dystopian novel. It's the final test to see whether we will follow the most absurd party line towards our own extinction. But 2 + 2 = 4. And no matter how you choose to dress, call yourself, or change your physique, will not change that. The sad reality, though, is that in the gaslighting process to get us closer to a post-human future, they have mentally and physically harmed an increasing number of children and young people. And it's only getting worse. This must be stopped.
Amazing speech. We are seeing more and more folks waking up to this and their agenda. They're also trying to destroy all of us. Remember, we'll have nothing and be happy. Yesterday, the U.S. government, or probably a couple days ago, tried to borrow $24 billion by selling a bunch of 30-year debt. It was a huge disaster. In order to get enough people to buy, the rate had to dramatically increase. Even then, primary dealers had to buy 25% of the debt. Primary dealer are the buyers of last resort who have to buy. China, Japan, Saudi Arabia, Russia, none of them are buying our debt. In fact, most are selling what they already have. With few buying, the U.S. government is borrowing more than ever, $1.5 trillion in the past 4 months, and they announced another $1.5 trillion in the next 6 months. We talk about this, if you guys missed our interview, Dr. Kirk Elliott, this past Sunday. Iowa bank closure affects truckers, Project Bora Bora disaster, and more. I encourage you to go check it out. And while you're watching it, you can go in the description box below any of my videos, click on andweknow.com/gold, and reach out to Dr. Kirk Elliott and his team, and he will help you. He will help you. As a matter of fact, while he was traveling, he made sure that we had our interview done while he was helping out in areas of his own personal life. But still, he cares enough about all of us to help you out. So I encourage you to reach out to him. Here's a clip from that.
Gold and silver is a good investment. And it wrote a great one. It's like, wow, this computer is pretty smart. So then my daughter was getting married, and this is about a month ago.
Uh-oh.
And we had her and her fiance at the time, now her husband, over. And it's like, hey, ChatGPT, write a song about a honeymoon that goes bad on a ship, right? Because they went on a cruise ship. And it wrote the saddest song about a newly married couple where their honeymoon just went bad and the broken love. And it's like, what in the world? So what did that tell me? It's that even in that, it could bring emotion into it. It's not just a computer right. writing a logical sentence. It could bring emotion into it, and it understood. This just tells me how advanced this is, and why people like Elon Musk, and now new studies from Europe are showing, well, boy, for the US and the European Union, possibly 2/3 of all jobs will be replaced by computers over the next 5 years. Right? And 20% of all the workforce globally, that's one out of every five people globally. And things like lawyers. Imagine a lawyer, computer lawyer, that looks at all the existing case law since the beginning of time and they can put together an ironclad defense, because within seconds they can look up every case on everything and put together a solid defense that will stand the test of time, that would take human weeks to figure out, right?
Isn't it amazing? Here we are having this conversation about transhumanism, AI, and more, and we had that talk this Sunday, and it happened to play perfectly at that moment out of the 30 minutes that I had there. How about that, huh? Almost like it's very, very important for us to pay attention to what's going on. Kind of reminds me when they're saying the jobs are going to start going away. As I went to an OnBase PX recently, they converted all of their tellers to self-checkouts now. The commissary had self-checkouts. The little store where you pump the gas, you walk in, self-checkouts. And I'm like, man, they used to have 3 or 4 people here, 5 people working. Now you've got one standing there just watching everybody. Job's gone. Huh? Oh, boy. But they are trying to, create jobs. Colorado's new bat lab will study infectious diseases in bats. $6.7 million of taxpayer money. Foothill Campus. Construction to begin, looks like spring of 2025 that the facility will open. Wow. Peter Daszak, president of Eco Health Alliance, organization at Center of COVID Lab Leak. Colorado State University main campus, located in Fort Collins, population 168,500. So I'm looking at, so you see that. You see the Colorado State University main campus. You see Foothill Campus all on the screen right here, folks. How in the world? That's frightening. New bat lab. Yeah, just bring them on in and just cause all kinds of problems. As a matter of fact, when we see all this play out and all the fear and people are getting the stuff put into their bodies, we all know it all. I mean, we've seen it over and again. Ghana international footballer Rafael Dwamina collapses and dies on the field during a match. These guys are in the greatest shape of their lives. Ghana Football Association announced. So here we are, watching it play out on video. It's being shared all over social media. Again, as you go through this, you go all the way through, and you look on the ground, and everyone's running to him. He's flat out gone. I played soccer. Played it for almost my entire life, coached soccer and more. I was a right halfback and also what we call the wing. And I tell you what, that was the greatest shape of my life. I could run up to 7 miles per game. Never had issues like this. Never saw anybody collapse on the field and die. They've got thousands of people now, athletes that are collapsing and dying, children collapsing and dying, many people suddenly dying. And again, I show you this just about as many times as I can. You got folks that are bragging about it 1 minute. I have a healthy distrust of authority, and I'm vaccinated. They put that out for the public to see, show it on social media, get you all excited and show off. And then what happens? August 1st sadly passes away. Gone. Very young lady. Gone. You keep scrolling through these on Telegram, COVID BC, Vax Sudden Deaths. I go to these because they're constantly updated from people's social media posts. It's out in the public for you to grab. I got my jab August of 2021. And then let's see, 2023, 2 years later, just on cue. Remember, we heard that 2 to 5 years after getting the jab, almost every single person that got the bad potion would be gone. Gone unexpectedly. You just keep scrolling through these. They brag one moment. I got my jab. And again, they're gone suddenly. That's in New Mexico. Another one dies suddenly. Bragging one moment. Got my jab. Got my rainbow flag. I got it all. And now they're gone. Breaks your heart. That's a father. It's a son. It's a mother, a sister, a brother, an uncle, an aunt. More and more, we're seeing this play out. I had this pulled up, Professor Dr. Philip Buchholz, PhD in biochemistry and molecular biology. He does cancer genomics research at the University of South Carolina. Explains why this matters. The Pfizer vaccine is contaminated with plasma DNA.
Hanlon's razor, which is never attribute malice to that which can be better explained by incompetence. And so I'm trying to be gracious here in many circumstances. There could be malice underneath, but I'm trying to see just incompetence to be gracious. So the Pfizer vaccine is contaminated with plasmid DNA. It's not just mRNA. It's got bits of DNA in it. This DNA is the DNA vector that was used as the template for the in vitro transcription reaction when they made the mRNA. I know this is true because I sequenced it in my own lab. The vials of Pfizer vaccine that were given out here in Columbia, one of my colleagues was in charge of that vaccination program in the College of Pharmacy, and for reasons that I still don't understand, he kept every single vial. So he had a whole freezer full of the empty vials. Well, the empty vials have a little tiny bit in the bottom of them. He gave them all to me, and I looked at them. We had two batches that were given out here in Columbia, and I checked these two batches, and I checked them by sequencing. And I sequenced all the DNA that was in the vaccine, and I can see what's in there. And it's surprising that there's any DNA in there, and you can kind of work out what it is and how it got there, and I'm kind of alarmed about the possible consequences of this, both in terms of human health and biology, but you should be alarmed about the regulatory process that allowed it to get there. So this DNA, in my view, it could be causing some of the rare but serious side effects like death from cardiac arrest. So there's a lot of cases now of people having suspicious death after vaccine. It's hard to prove what caused it. It's just, you know, temporally associated. And this DNA is a plausible mechanism. Okay. This DNA can and likely will integrate into the genomic DNA of cells that got transfected with the vaccine mix. This is just the way it works. We do this in the lab all the time. We take pieces of DNA, we mix them up with a lipid complex like the Pfizer vaccine is in. We pour it onto cells, and a lot of it gets into the cells, and a lot of it gets into the DNA of those cells, and it becomes a permanent fixture of the cell. It's not just a temporary thing. It is in that cell and all of its progeny from now on forevermore. Amen. So that's why I'm kind of alarmed about this DNA being in the vaccine. It's different from RNA because it can be permanent.
Wow. It can be permanent. What other things do we have going on this week? Oh, yeah. Injuries caused by COVID vaccines. They brought them together to talk about this. And one of those, they had many clips, was the OBGYN dropping alarming miscarriage data before Congress.
How many of your patients are pregnant women that you know of experience miscarriages after taking the COVID-19 vaccines or injections?
Yeah, so a lot of that was hard to, I will tell you that I looked at my pregnancy population in the fall of last year, everybody that was pregnant in our practice, and our vaccination rate in that patient population was about 60%. That's pretty commensurate with Florida because last I checked in the CDC site, the vaccination rate in Florida overall was about 65 to 70%. Mm-hmm. Most of our pregnant patients received 3 injections. Very few received 4 or more. And what's concerning is the majority of the patients received their injections in 2021 and early 2022. Mm-hmm. However, we're still seeing lingering effects. I have a great Substack that Jessica Rose published in November of 2022, which shows my data in pictorial form. That's pretty right there behind you. So I went back to January of 2020, and this data went up to the beginning of November of 2022. I will tell you, in 2020, we had very many newly registered obstetric patients, which is what the blue bars represent. Those are first trimester newly pregnant patients. We had the most deliveries we've had, and probably, wink, wink, that was due to the lockdowns. We did also have what was considered the normal pregnancy loss rate. Now, what's quoted in my obstetric textbook and in some articles is that a normal miscarriage rate is 13 to 15%. I've never seen that clinically. There was a study that came out in 2020 by a gentleman named Naert, N-A-E-R-T, et al., that showed the actual miscarriage rate in the first trimester is 5 to 6%. And even that's a little high from what I've seen. Mm-hmm. My average miscarriage rate in 2020, month to month, was 4%. That was normal. I had done a video where I wrongly said that my miscarriage rate had increased by 50% because I was put on the spot and I didn't have my data in front of me. I was wrong. My miscarriage rate from year to year went up 100%. In 2021, the average miscarriage rate month to month was 7 to 8%. We peaked in November of that year for some reason. That's actually when a non-clinical staff member came up to me and said, Dr. Biss, do you realize we've had 8 miscarriages this month? Which in a practice that delivers 20 to 25 patients, that's a huge number. Mm. In 2022, the average month-to-month rate was 15%. Now, that was up till November. I will tell you, in December, I've never seen this before. We had 41 newly registered patients. 13 of them lost their babies, so that's 25% right there. And then in January and February of 2023, it still remained high. Didn't normalize until June of this year, then went up a little bit and came down in September. So we're still seeing effects. You asked how many patients had the vaccine and then lost their babies. That's hard to determine. I mean, I can tell you 60% of my patients got vaccinated. But the problem is, if they're brand new to the practice, I haven't seen them yet because I'm the only person in my practice that asks every patient, have you gotten a vaccine? How many? Which brand? When? Have you had COVID? How many times? Because whether we like it or not, mm-hmm. that's part of your medical history now. I'm the only one that asks those questions. So the problem is, if a woman miscarries and you ask them, well, did you get an injection? You may come across accusatory to that person. So that's information. You don't want to ever make a woman feel like she caused her baby to not be born. So it's hard to get the exact data on all those patients.
Yep. Don't want to ask. Can't ask the obvious question. It's the world we live in. Just hide it. So all this playing out, and yet we still get comms to remind us that things are going on. And I believe in these things, and I love it when Grasshopper puts these together. Donald Trump wins Electoral College versus Biden. That was posted at there, right there. If you look on your screen, I got to zoom this in for you so you can see it. And I can see it. You can see it. I've got to be able to see it. 129. You got 129 there. 129 says closing act, and it's got CIA in target brackets. Dismantled. Impossible to clean. Operations, no such agency. Wow. There's an all-out assault against the duly elected president of the United States. Treason and sedition at the highest levels of office throughout many departments. That's right. Never experienced anything like this. Full attack mode. We're learning the truth. There's a narrative control over you. This is their last stand, fear of prosecution, fear of public learning the truth, the fear of losing power, bribes, blackmail, threats, etc., all being deployed. We're at war. It doesn't seem like, when you're looking around, that much is going on the positive side, but a reminder, an explosion of how we're going to stop your free speech, an explosion of how we're going to go in and collect data on your social media, and reminder that we bow down to China and San Francisco, but yet finding all the rhinos and how they vote, against the impeachment of Mayorkas, danger to our country, exposing the mainstream media for who they really are by them not allowing others to speak, ballots that are allowed with President Trump's name on it, reminding everyone of the agenda with hundreds of people there listening in on this. Remembering once again that our border has been under attack. Jason Jones talks to Texas DPS, and then we'll close out.
You guys have rescued over 900 children under Operation Lone Star. People ask me all the time, Jason, what is happening to these children? What's the answer to that?
That's really the disturbing part of it, that there really is no answer to what happens to these children. Our own federal government does not have an answer to that. They don't acknowledge that. And that's what's really disturbing as a country, that we have these children that are being exposed, that are vulnerable. They're being smuggled by smugglers. It's known for a fact that this is happening. We show it, and that you don't know where they end up and what's happening to them. And the fact of the matter is, many of them are being forced into sex trafficking or labor trafficking, but yet there is no acknowledgement, there's no answer, there's no action from our own government to find out exactly what's happening to the children. And what are we doing to protect these children, to avoid these type of events from taking place? And just by the fact that we've been able to rescue over 900 children from one agency alone, not taking into account what other local, county, and federal agencies recover, that in itself is truly shocking.
Heartbreaking as you watch this video and you see the children. The biggest part of this entire operation, I believe, that's playing out is to rid the world as many parasites as we can who are exploiting and damaging these children day in and day out. Jeffrey Epstein victims who sued J.P. Morgan Chase win $290 million lawsuit against the bank for ignoring warnings about the disgraced pedophile. So they just pay him off. Do we get the list? Do people get paid off? People just get paid off. We don't get the list. We don't get to see who did what, when, and how, and why. Well, we might not now, but it's just kind of a reminder for me. So we watch all of this play out, day in and day out with the jabs and more. It reminds me that we have to go to Scripture once again and close with this. Philippians 4, 6 through 7. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, not some, all, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for just taking us one day at a time through this very difficult journey of patience. Well, at the same time, some of the news can be depressing. Other times you show us and you allow us to see through what I believe the enemy created. You've allowed us to use it for good. Communication through the internet, social media, emails, video production, and more. Thank you for that. Thank you for allowing us to participate in this, and those that are listening in to click on the video and learn. Learn what's going on. Learn behind the scenes how it's all playing out. You've provided this platform. You deserve all the praise and honor and the glory for it. We ask and pray for those that are continually suffering, wondering what they're here for, what purpose they have on this earth that you have for them. Would you allow them through reading the Word of God and in prayer to receive that wonderful calm and peace that you provide through the Holy Spirit? We ask for continued protection over those that are on the front lines. We know there are many. Many will never know their names. We ask that this administration that's currently supposedly in power, that they would lose all the power that they have, and that we'd get back real, true leadership soon. Sooner than even humans would think. Would you step in and receive the glory for that and end this travesty that's on us? We praise your holy name. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Savior, I pray. Amen. Folks, thank you once again for tuning in. It's been a strange couple of days. I'm trying to record Podbean podcasts right now. My son wanted me to remind you guys of that. You know, when we go to andweknow.com, my son brought in all 400 episodes on Podbean. I'm going to show you this real quick before I close out. You go to Ock Podcast, you click there, and you just simply hit subscribe. You follow the podcast right there. You just hit follow, and you will be able to not only hear the videos, but I'm going to be doing exclusive interviews with my sons, with some of the staff. I'll be talking to you about certain things that are on my mind on Tuesdays and Thursdays is what we're shooting for, and I might even have my devotions uploaded to that. So we're asking you to just follow that if you want, and we'll try to get some exclusive content there to give you guys a little bit more. And, you know, when it's just talking only, I prepare for it, but I don't have to do video production and put it all together with video. It's a little bit less time-consuming, but then you get to hear my heart in a different level, okay? So again, thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your support. For now, this is LT saying Semper Fi with Him We Know, signing out.